One of the city administrator items during the Red Oak City Council meeting on Monday, April 6th, was GEMT funding application preparation. Following that meeting, KCSI spoke with Red Oak City Administrator Lisa Cotter, and she tells us more.
We talked about that a little bit. It's the Medicaid money that you can get, so it's ground emergency medical transport. Back in 2019, the program was created. Not sure why the city of Red Oak powers to be at that time didn't apply, but we have the ability to get estimated right now, if we had applied this last year, $113,000 additional dollars for the ambulance runs that we bill out that would be Medicaid eligible.
Okay.
In order to apply for that, which is in November, you have a lot of paperwork to get done, a lot of reporting, analyzing, reviewing things, being able to report to the program where you're at to help them decide if you're eligible. And so the report to the council last night was that Mike Wise, who was a longtime resident here who moved away to be a fire chief in another community and went through this process of applying for the GEMT money, has had a conversation with Chief Bruce, and we intend to hire him as a side contract person to kind of help us go through that with his previous knowledge, and has moved back to the community and is here very well aware of our department, you know, worked for us, and his son still works there. So that's our intention.
All right. Are we a strong candidate for that? I mean, just looking at criteria for that?
Yes.
Red Oak City Administrator Lisa Cotter talking with KCSI KOAK Radio. That was following the Monday, April 6th meeting of the Red Oak City Council in regards to the GEMT funding application preparation. Thanks to Lisa Cotter for her time and that information. The next meeting of the Red Oak City Council will take place on Monday, April 20th. Stay tuned to KCSI KOAK Radio for updates.